Hello. How are you? Because I heard I'm dot dot dot. I'm doing all right. Okay. Could be dead. So how was you went to a friend's? Okay. 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 Oh. Okay. It is shocking how much some people drink. Okay. Yeah. Was gonna say you need to restock, right? Yeah. No. Josh, do you remember when I went to a bachelor party and we drank that amount, maybe a little more? Like when you told me that, I was like, that's not gonna get you through Friday. With a haircut. It's impressive how much people could drink. Masculinity isn't dead. Hell yeah. No, we couldn't channel our full frat bro, 'cause there was we knew Josh had morals. What was funny is there's been a couple of times now I've gone to some bachelor parties. There's been a couple of times I've been like going to bachelor parties and like Sometimes Bailey will see my text or hear my phone, and she's just like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Secretly gay, only when with men. Do not worry about it." I'm an incredibly un-PC gay man. Was just like, "Why are you packing pre-workout? Are you gonna go to the gym?" And I was just like, "No, I have to be able to rally." What about when I start getting sleepy from day drinking, but it's still time to go out for dinner? Hey, you don't understand what it's like to day drink for 4 days in a row, starting at like 10 a.m. It is horrible. Your body wants to die. Oh, I thought you were going to say cocaine, and I was going to be like, well, yep. You go. There you go. Yeah. What drinking games did you guys play? Okay. That's a game. Oh yes, Ride the Bus. Do you guys know the game Ride the Bus? So you take out a deck of cards, Noah, and then you have to answer questions, but it gets progressively harder. So like first they'll be like higher or lower, then they flip a card, and then they'll be like suit, color, blank, blank, and then eventually you're like, guess the fucking card, you idiot. Ride the Bus. I think my biggest disconnect, so when I dated Julia a while back and most of her friends were lesbians, were they liked drinking games, but I didn't grasp the way they played it because I grew up playing drinking games where you'd each take turns bullying someone until they're really drunk, and then you just keep moving on and then you pray you're not the next target. They were like nice to each other. They're like, "Oh no, don't do that." I'm like, "What? No. Get them! Get their ass! Get their ass!" Yeah, because when you're pot dog piling, you're like, "Well, if I don't dog pile, maybe they'll turn on me." So I have to What is the game with the, is it just flip cup where there's like two balls on the opposite sides of the circle and then you gotta flip the cups and then stack them? Or is that stack cup? Oh, sorry. So I think maybe a stack cup, the one I've played. You make a circle around a table and then you have like you all have your cups. And then you have to like bounce a ping pong ball into it. But that, yes. So that might be baseball. But then there's another one on top of it where it's just you're trying to bounce the ball into the cup. If you get it, you can then either move the cup next to you or literally anywhere on the table. But the caveat is if someone does the cup, if they're on your left and they get the ball in, they can stack the cup on your cup before you do it. Then you have to drink. The problem when I played at the last bachelor party was one guy was really bad, so we just kept bullying him. And it was so bad because he got so drunk, he like couldn't talk. And then there were times where we would just be like, all right, we can't dog pile on him. But then he was so bad it came back to him. And they were like, he deserves it again. Everyone dog pile on him. Yeah. Where'd you guys go? Oh, did you golf? You need to have some way to drink and drive, whether that's on a golf cart or boating. You have to find out some way. So, yeah. For one of the bachelor parties I went to, we almost went to Myrtle Beach at the same time as a mass biker convention. And by convention, I mean just bikers drinking and getting into bar fights. And we were like, it was we're about to book tickets. Someone's like, hey, by the way, I just like Googled the weekend for some weird reason. Turns out there's like a lot of biker gangs going. Maybe we should go the weekend after. And we're like, great idea. Yeah. Is puke? One other thing is it Friday? There's gonna be a special event. Yeah. Oh. So I'm just. So I just wanted to give you a heads up, Noah. I wanted to be a supportive friend and pre-order it, but I do want the hard copy. So what I did is I pre-ordered it and then I'm going to cancel my order before it. Just so you have the numbers, but I just want you to know in case you start seeing cancellations, that's why. I just want to support, you know. Because I plan on buying a hard copy and then the audiobook, but I can't buy three. That's ridiculous. So that's why I have to cancel this one before the other one. Are you going to make your book a dagger book and just buy a bunch of copies so it shoots up? Well, you could, and they could be a New York Times bestseller, and then I go, I know a New York Times bestseller. They just had to spend like $300,000, but that's fine. Except he's self-publishing, so he's just gonna eat all the costs. I think Josh told me about this a while ago, but like, or is it Noah? That like, if you do this, but there's also like a lot of restrictions on like, you can't even resell the books that you mass buy because I don't want you to just like flip your own books. So then like, you have to like. So that doesn't happen with the Kindles, right? So if I cancel my order before, you're not gonna get charged. No. We are the rainforest. Yeah. All right, well, that sounds fun. Oh, did you get samples? And then how does like hard copies work? Do you have to get that through Ingram? Sorry, like hardcover. Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember, yeah, that's why hardcovers are so much more expensive, I guess, because they have to hedge their bets. Do you have any reading scheduled? Very cool, very cool. When's the launch party? Yeah, it's, I'm just bothering you. I won't show up. And I have a hardcover there. Is Mike making a character change? He built a party. There's the plant ones that are the closest I know. Yeah. Yeah. A goblin mixed with a hobgoblin. Yeah, there's rat folk. 'Cause Marzo met one and called them prey folk. Marzo never met a robot. You would have been like, Clanker! We get in, we immediately like, Josh, where's the closest robot? And it's just 30 minutes of us saying really mean things. And Josh is like, these are getting really close to human slurs. I don't like it. The pug? Yes. We're never making it there. Who are you guys kidding? No way possible. I missed Lev's sword. So Argyle and gang went over to did some research to find out where to find a fiendologist. There was a couple of options. We could go corporate, or we can go like startup. So we went like startup. We parked on the bad side of town, potentially with like explosive killing anti-theft machines, and then we're like, we don't really know if this is in there. Eh. Don't touch our rims. So then we went inside. There was a little kobold that was really old by kobold standards. He could do a lot of archaic magic because he was a thaumaturge and none of it made sense. Johnny went to go get some goat's blood. Got kind of screwed, but it was only a couple of silver, so it doesn't really matter the grand scheme of things. Bought some extras, did some tests. No one was fiendish. Two of the party were half living, half whatever. We don't really know. We said, eh, that sounds like enough. Instead of paying him, Johnny just gave him some overpriced sheep, so goat's blood, which then turned into actually priced expensive goat's blood. We then said, all right, sounds good. Let's go prepare for this voyage. And then we did some months of improv. Helping the poor. And then Anzu and Benny were selfish and didn't try to help anyone else. So Benny decided to become a high-end bodyguard consultant as a 9-year-old. Anzu, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even rem I'm sorry, I don't remember what Anzu did. Did you research? Did you chill? Yes, he was making things. We then chilled, nice background. We were then chilling, and then we were like, Anzu was like, hey guys, I know we're almost gonna leave soon, but do you guys want to go do that thing that we started like 5.5 months ago? And we're like, yeah, let's go do that. So we just went into the sewers again, and the first second we get into the sewers, Johnny was just like, my jeans! But he had prepared and wore jorts. So we go through. We see some weird looking puddle. And then Mindbird was just like, I got this. And then stepped closer than he needed to, but we're all like, this is sick. And then he fucked up an ooze. And that's where he ended it. And George also, George as a person lost a potential dream house, but that's fine. It's okay, guys. I can laugh about it. All right. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. I thought I rolled. Oh. Classic Argyle. No, no, Tanner, it's Argyle's fault. Why are you blaming me? That's fucked up. Yeah, we're in the game now.
It's just mean. I love it.
Oh my God. The mythic spell. So if you were evil and you had a lot of time on your hands, you could just cast this and just like some AoE spell on it and just be like, ha ha, look at all the toads dying. Oh. But if he tries to walk towards us, he also has to go through Toad Town. Well, he's immune to mental, so he can't really do it, you know. What were the immunities again? Gotcha. Well, I'm not going to cast Revealing Lights because it doesn't say visual, but I feel like if they're immune to visual, dazzling them isn't worth it. Ah, that has a trait. So I'm gonna step back here. And then I guess I'll just like ranged attack him with a spell or something. You know what? Do a benediction. Yes. So everyone around me should have. Why is it doing that like nice AoE thing it does? Do all of you guys have plus one to your ACs now? Normally it has an aura that applies it. I'll just drag it on you guys. Yeah. That must be it, yeah. And then finally, Argyle is going to, where's my weapons? Sorry. Weapons. Oh, I would have my sword out so I can't shoot. I'll just stay here. I'll raise my shield. Do that. Josh seems surprised. He just bought two Foca. Ooh. He watched too much Resident Evil. Do you have less or more? What do you mean? Or mine. Is this AoE still here? All right. I will go over here. And then I will do a... That's treat wounds. I need battle medicine. Is that understand thing? No. Anzu. Ah, okay. So I will not battle medicine you. I will heal. Would I have been able to make it here? Sorry. Yes, I could make it. No, I'll still go here. I'll just cast heal. I will cast heal. Cast a spell. Two actions. I assume Benny's living. I've never verified this. Okay. Because it says willing living creature. It does not specify poly. Okay. There you go. And as this happens, Argyle's like running, and then his sword gets really golden, and he just like shoots a laser out of it at Benny. And then, there's not much else for me to do. I guess I'll just raise my shield. Can he be critically hit?
screws, 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 screws.
Yeah. So we can't hit these the yellow jellies with weapon attacks, right? Bludgeoned. Bullets, I believe, can be bludgeoning or piercing, right? Oh, I thought like something with bullets made it so that it either counts as like yes. So not all bullets, just some guns shoot custom. Oh, but that wouldn't necess would that tr trigger the piercing? Is best for me. Okay. Yes.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, you went boneless. That's hard to grab. Everyone knows that. Neither. We got the cure point back. This looks really bad for Benny. So our guy's going to start walking away. I'm kidding. Well, Benny wasn't that nice to me when I came back. I don't know. Or I get rid of the doubt by it leaves with Benny. So that's for my boy Benny. Yeah. When I do two actions, I can heal a lot more. Then I'll stand over here. And how much health do you have, Benny? Out of 80. Okay, so you're fine. And then I'll take some aggro and I'll raise my shield. One flourish spell, one movement, raise. Also, just to clarify, everyone still has... I can't click on them for their status effects, but they still have the benediction, right? Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Just wanted to double check. As this is happening, Argyle's going to put his shield up and then just turn to Johnny and be like, wait, why are you in the front? Gonna be so sad when Anzu gets left behind the rainbow. Gao came back to make sure Anzu died. Benediction, bitch! Fuck that ooze! Oh. Argyle turns on Benny and is just like, I should have let you die. It's a joke. Your polytool was bludgeoning, right? Josh made this on purpose. So messed up, Josh. And he just left me. Dad, how much to hit has? Argyle turns to Johnny. Get us out of here! All right. I will cast a spell. It is... Oh, I can cast it. It has 120-foot move distance, so I'll just wait to cast it. So I'll use my action to go over there. And then I will cast... where is it? I just had it. Okay. Spiritual! Armament, and it will be none of them. I haven't heard any call outs against spirit damage, right? All right, I could do bludgeoning, but I feel like spirit will just be better. So yeah, I'm gonna just attack. Wait, let me target something before I get told it's a George thing. By Tanner. No! Did it! Wow. That, you know what? I'll hero point it. Yeah, but if a 3 hit, maybe I should mythic it? Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Right. Okay. So I will roll damage. 7 points of holy damage. It's the bottom one. And then I will close out the turn by hitting myself with a little bit of some battle medicine. Okay. That's not great. I'll just roll treat. How do you roll treat wounds from here? There it is. DC 15. Yeah, might as well. I crit. The Holy Argyle has 66 HP at max. Yeah. Wait, just quick question. It calls that specifically Cleanse Affliction, but it only says it can target an item affected by the spell, so it can't target a person? No, I meant in the Cleanse Affliction area. The thing in the... So this is expanding it for Cleanse Affliction. Okay. Because I have that prepared, but I was about to be like, are you fucking kidding me? I prepare this stupid ass spell. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Big money, no whammies. Oh, he's going to commit a misdemeanor in New York State. I like that you two are picking a far spot. Oh.
You know, bad.
Oof. The jelly ogre. They're preemptive getting a silverware knife. It's concealed, guys.
Yeah.
I did not know that's what polytools look like. It's just a Swiss Army knife? That's so much sadder. That's a sword? That's... And bludgeoning? Alright, alright. That's bullshit. It should be a knife at best. Or a club. We're splitting our damage. So I know you're the DM, but I just wanted to let you know that I have done in-depth character study for a one-man play I was doing, featuring myself as a living tar. And I just want to just let you know that in the origin story of most living tars, they were once a smaller, inanimate tar that little kids used to jump around and stomp on, and it was very traumatic. So they really hate kids around the age of 9 or appearing. Just putting that out there. I'm just saying that in my in-depth character study. Big buddy, no whammies. No! Yeah. Historically in Sigfig. In Sigfigs. Well, that's pretty sad. But we're on the side that has the other door, so should we just keep going? So I can move here, which would put me at 40. Josh, do you mind putting a 25-foot circle around him? No, around Johnny. Yeah, he literally did. Are you older? I can fix that. Cool, so I don't have to heal him.
I will.
Sorry, give me one second. Can I resend a spell? Or how does the musical accompaniment? Oh, I found it. Is there a way to just like re-roll that, or? Or I could just ex I'll just cast a spell and just pretend I didn't cast it. Ornament, sorry. And again, that is what I said. And then I will attack this little guy. Yes. Ten points of spiritual damage. That's holy. I sustain the spell yet again. I can sustain multiple times. Why can't I not? Can I not? Sustain, when I went to sustain, it says sustaining more than once in the same turn doesn't extend the duration to subsequent turns. So, oh, I froze on my screen. Oh, there, I'm back. So, Argyle is just like he had sheathed his sword, and is now just pulling, sending out this like flying spiritual clone of it. He slams it; it comes back, and he's gonna send out another one. It does. A map at the big one. 15. Yes. So his spiritual magical throw sword. Hit three times. And with a range of 120 feet, I can kite them. Can your Rainbow's End bring us back? Or did you hit the cast it again to do that? Can he trade it to make it stupefied two, but only last one turn? It's like an oven when you just bake something at twice the temperature and it cooks twice as fast. Yeah. Yeah. Anzu. Are y'all saving any gas for the fireplace? Not Johnny, though. Johnny's out. All right. Cool. That's what a cello looks like. Why is he fat? I'm just saying. You have a magical bird that you're overfeeding, man. You gotta think about his health. I don't know, you can do that. That's pretty cool. Look at the bird! Does Benny have 20-foot reach yet? See, this is why they hate children, John. I told you. I was in character.
Yeah.
That was the fault of it for trying to outshine Argyle's presence. Yeah, no. It goes boop. Ratchet. Yeah.
5. Weird vampiric sacrifice. Oh, you could even have done small if you wanted. And are you picking bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing? Living Tar is the piercing guy? This is much better. This is much better. This living tar is getting jumped. You should have made him. You should have made him kids. It has a thing with kids. I'm going to start off with, oh no, I'm going to start off with battle medicine, treat wounds. This is supposed to be on Johnny. Do I add anything for the... All right, Johnny, you can apply that. Yes. And for this thing, it's piercing, but I would cast a different thing. What is my spell? I gotta rebring the spell back. All right. And I will do spirit damage again. Yes. No. I didn't target it. That's fine. Hey,
and the other ones do too. And that's my turn. Also, I don't think it's going to make a difference to their 5 AC, but the ones within 15 feet of me have 6 AC. This gray ooze feels like the kid that doesn't get picked at kickball. And you turn away and you're like, ah! What'd you get there? Six. Oh, yeah. I should change my subclass back to a champion. No! Guys, next one shot, we should have someone do this, and then everyone else be champions with the attack of opportunity for defense. So we just have hordes of underlings with reach weapons. Glaives just swinging under their heads. We shouldn't do attack of opportunities. We should do the attack opportunities with Glimpse of Redemption. So they're forced to get stupefied and then get smacked. Normal non-mind bird. Oh. If you're mind bird and you do normal attacks, is that just body bird? Normal bird. Body bird! My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes. Holy shit. That's true.
You should really hope Benny kills him, because if he gets you, it's going to be really bad. Mind, bud, but my body, is telling me yes. Hi, Liz.
Is it your dex plus your proficiency? But are you, is it beak attacks? A raven bar. He's embarrassed about it. Wait, so. Anakin and I, and then,
All right.
I'm going to go to the bloodied guy, and I'm going to do something he's not expecting. And no one at this table is expecting. Because it's something I might not do, but I guess I will do it. Spiritual ornament. Critical miss. Yes. Yes. Well, you knew you shouldn't have, because your mind was telling you no, but your body was telling you yes. Unless you have a saving throw. Yay! Isn't like there isn't like a 5 foot thing. Yeah. That's a lot of dice. It pierced? Yeah. All right. Double check. And they just jump its body. For 40. Yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, Benny, you don't look any older at all. Do you age at all? Physically. Guess. I'll treat wounds. That's for Benny and Johnny. Assuming you guys want me to take time to heal you guys. That's for Anzu. I'm good at religion. Let me make one. Argyle, who has very bloody looking doctor robes, you've noticed when he went on his adventure, dries him off, still stained. We'll go take a look. All right, religion. Is this, what type of religion check is this? Recall knowledge? Identify magic? Okay. This isn't a... Never mind. Take it back. Gotcha. Sounds good. I will note it. Benny, you can heal another 34. Does this give me fiendish with that? Am I able to, like, sense, since I'm holy, unholy things? Okay. What would be my proficiency for a lore check? Okay, I'll just roll this then. But that's not scribing, obviously. Yeah. Even crit 31? Okay. Ah. Gotcha. Okay. It was 20 minutes. The first two, I did them at the same time. The second one on you, I spent 10 minutes, and then I was able to spend another 10 minutes on Benny, because Argyle has leveled up his medicine. So I have continuous... Okay, it is 13 minutes. I take it back. I thought you said 40 minutes, but yes. Oh, wait, no, I could have done that. Sorry, no, I still could have done that in 20 minutes. Benny? Yeah. That's not really my specialties. Sorry, one quick thing. Is any of this religious stuff? Do we do a magic check, and it is just absorbing magic like the machines? Okay. That's a magic identify based for religion. That's a check I could. It gave me in Foundry, so I'll just queue that up. Me? Yeah. I don't. Did you turn on secrets by default to be shown? It took some of the magic. Does this statue match up with any of the drawings of the six out or the fiendish six? The foeish six. Can Johnny roll it? Or should I? Hey, Johnny. Does this remind you of those other guys? Our guy's gonna pop his pen and just start describing it for the notes. Okay, so what does the statue look like again? One more time, just quickly. Maybe this is giant? Do the humanoids feel magical? The little ones? Can someone cast detect magic? Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. Agreed. Maybe this is where the fiends come from. Not the biggest fan of that. Guess we'll carry on. If you'd like, I can ask the scale. They have shape charges. We can try to blow our way down. Not if we ask my supervisor. Oh, I don't believe it'll be settled at all. We'd have to fight our way out. Well, at least you guys would. This room. All right, let's do it. We can try to go stealthily. Thank you for that compliment. I admire the observations. Stealth is a form of lying, and I don't lie. Did you say perception? Not a bad for me. Anyone else rolling? Ah, yeah, here we go.
Like,
when we travel and we slip through the horizon, do we feel like we weigh less generally? If you're not used to it. All right, I think we have a new plan. At least I have an idea for a new plan. Johnny calls his guild, and they just blow this up. We don't go down. We just blow it all up. Destroyed. I don't like it. Yes. So we want to go on this pilgrimage. Why? And why does that matter? Kind of want to stop this city from getting an extinction level event. I do, but also, mass extinction, major metropolis, us going on a little field trip. We can also just report this to the appropriate authorities and leave. Unauthorized magic pumps. Our gal just doesn't like this. Yeah. I Argyle thinks they're un he thinks they're unauthorized because they're being hidden. And hiding is a form of lying. Okay. The magical hallway that won't end, or go through the exit hallway. That doesn't. I thought Josh quite literally told us this was an infinite.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Forgot about the water bit. You want to go back?
I mean, at a certain point, we might start floating, but if we get to that point, we know to go the other way. All right, 20 more minutes. Yes. I mean, to be fair, it's easier to walk when you're lighter, so.
And water noises.
So, quick question. Do we know of, like, is dream cognitive world a thing in this setting that we know of? Can Anzu? I see. I see. That explains a lot about prepping for those journeys and guides and everything. And a 24, I believe. But we round up to six. Should we report this now? You think this is related to that crack? Should we go through it? You're blinded. Detect magic. Ah! I wasn't joking. I think there's a second God home. Well, isn't the pillar where we came out of Ott, isn't that just like going straight to that crack? Yeah.
Yeah.
I resonate. This is...
Do I feel anything?
Okay. Do we, do you want to send your bird through first? See if it can come back. So they're pumping magic into it to make the crack. So there's a branch of the scale that specializes in this type of work. They'll let us stay on the case, I'm hoping. Does Argyle think they'd let us stay on the case if I bring it up? Because Argyle's actually part of the scale. So basically, they think it's too high level that we shouldn't be dealing with this, which is probably a good sign for us that we shouldn't be dealing with this. Or we don't. They added this. I don't know if they needed to add it here versus they couldn't do somewhere else, but. That's fair. Like, this could be a regent. This could be something else, yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be a whole feet situation. It's stacked. Does the fire and teller's run exist in the different like horizon? Yeah. Oh. We could have tried getting into here through slipping if it worked. Hmm. Legally, we can't.
Invasions.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Josh has really dialed back the speed of the fights between this and the dark vision. Next fight will be underwater. Should darkness level be higher than zero? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes it dark. I could see fine because I have dark vision. You get grayed out. You get grayed out, but. I can see you guys in it, which is fun. This is what my screen looks like, if you're curious. Can someone share so I can see what yours looks like? Ah, ha-ha.
Who's Jin?
Very cool. All right. Adios, muchachos.
Works.